wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?
Teacher. My name is Eric, and welcome to another minisode of Gutter Trash Pirate Radio. I am playing this song for reasons. This was, of course, the classic Van Halen song. Well, I know they have a lot of classic Van Halen songs out there, but for me, this is the one. And also probably the one music video that was very formative in a very young Eric's life. Hot for Teacher. David Lee Roth at his best. Van Halen at their best. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. They got it made. I got it made. We're all hot for teacher. All right, as this is a mini episode, we are not going to do a lot with the chatter. We are going to go straight into the music. And coming up next here, we got Kate Nash, speaking of someone who's hot, with a little song called Shit Song. Should be good.
Mm.
Ever fallen in love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with? Yes. The answer is yes. That was the band Thursday. A emo-ish post-hardcore band that I know best from the early to mid-2000s. I became quite a fan of theirs, at least for their album War All the Time, which I really enjoyed. This was a cover of a song by the Buzzcocks, whom I believe I have played on this show before, and I've discovered that I don't particularly care for. But I do like that song. The reason I know this song, the reason I have this song in my collection, is because I play video games. And in the early to mid-2000s, I really got caught up in playing the Tony Hawk skating games, which, if you know me, is not something that would obviously come to your mind as something, yeah, Eric's going to play that. But I did. I played it a lot. I loved those games. I would play one right now if I had one. I think some do still exist. I'm not good at them, but I like pretend skating. Same reason I like playing Red Dead Redemption. I like riding a horsey. But yeah, the I believe it was Tony Hawk's American Wasteland was that particular game. Had a very cool soundtrack full of alt-rock bands of the era covering older punk and, you know, post-punk new wave songs of the late 70s and early 80s. And it was a really cool soundtrack, and that is where that is from. So there we go. Lessons. And then, of course, before that, we heard Kate Nash, who I believe I may have played on the show before. I can't recall offhand. She sort of came into my purview while watching music videos on broadcast TV, of all places. Then, of course, she was in the show Glow, which I really enjoyed, and got done wrong by Netflix. I like her music, and she has a song that can drive me to tears, and that wasn't it, but it's out there. I'm not gonna fess up to which one it is, unless I already have, because I have a very bad memory for what I talk about on this show. Okay, let's get right back into the music again. And let's see, what do we have coming up next here? We have our good friend, Mr. Cube himself, Ice Cube, called Roll All Day.
Got a full tank of unleaded. I got a full tank of unleaded. I got a full tank of unleaded.
Hey, baby.
I got a full
tank of unleaded. Now we can roll all day if I can ride all night.
I got a full tank of unleaded.
Now we can roll all day if I can ride all night.
I got a full tank of unleaded.
I see you walking and I'm damn near stalking. You a chicken head and I'm chicken hawking. Now we talking about your unlucky background and how your ex-boyfriend is smoking crack now. Wow. I'm very, very sympathetic, but baby, where you headed? I got a full tank of unleaded. She got in and had ass for days. Like boom, bam, god damn. She asked me what a harmer. No, I'm a charmer. A fucking knight in shining armor. We went out and had a blast. Every time she walked past, nigga got a quick fast glimpse of the ass.
What you wanna do after this?
I wanna get your titties in my fist, but you wanna kiss. Your mouth might taste like dick. And I grew up on Van Wick. Trip.
Now we can roll all day if I can ride all night.
Niggas that I know don't kiss no hoes. Niggas that I know don't buy no clothes. Niggas that I know don't fuck no pros. Niggas that I know roll coops and foes. Pull them panties off your hips.
pussy deep as crypts and about as wide as my grip. Never ever get me with that whip appeal, but got a pants full of black steel. Am I too real? You like dick, I know you do. Wanna bring out the hoe in you, know what you're going through. You already think you're Creole. You should learn to suck this like Vanessa Del Rio. Oh, you thought I was a nice guy, but shit, I was around 8, but bitches getting late. If I wrap my dick in plastic, now how wide can that ass get? It's getting drastic.
Now we can roll all day, if I can ride all night. Now we can roll all day, if I can ride all night. Should've picked up an old girl that I know. That's what I get for fucking with you young hoes. About to get an attitude, what's happening? Baby, how you acting? Let's get it cracking. No, well then bitch, you got to go. Now put her ass out on Imperial. Ho slam my dough next to Texaco. Kick my Lexo, broke my window, put out my endo. Jumped out and said, bitch, are you crazy? Fucked around and got lazy. She jumped in my car, took off, now I'm stuck. And all I want to do was fuck. Damn. I had to walk all night. I had a full tanker. I had to stroll all day and had to walk all night.
I had a full tanker unleaded.
Damn. That's what I get for trying to be nice. Scandalous ass trick. Never got to walk.
Excuse me, sir. We understand that you have the hot shit.
you did and said I didn't know. Well, I'm here now, my only chance gone. Seems funny to me how you've changed your soul.
The Killing Blow by The Suicide Machines. Kind of a harder-edged song than I remember that band being. When I got into them, they were pretty pop-punky, kind of ska. And I guess there was some pop-punk in there that I could hear, but not as a little light on the pop than what I was used to. Yes, I did get into them during my ska days. I had a Suicide Machine sticker on my guitar. Actually, still have that guitar. Still have that sticker. Do I play that guitar? No. Have not played a guitar in years. I could probably still maybe play the intro to, like, Paranoid. Maybe. But you know what? Too many hobbies. And something's gotta give, and nobody wants to be in a band with this guy. Which is fine, because I'm also terrible. Before that, we heard the metal band, Norwegian metal band, Enslaved. Not necessarily black metal, but black metal adjacent. Extreme metal, apparently, is what they are called. That song was called, and I'm gonna take a guess, Loki. Like the Norse god. Spelled differently. And also probably not like the Loki of my people, the comic book nerd. And also, I read the lyrics to this, and it seemed pretty Loki adjacent. So, that is what I am going with. Earlier in the show, I talked about video games, and the reason I have this song is video games. This was on the soundtrack to a game that I truly enjoyed up until a point where I didn't, called Brutal Legend. which was kind of a action adventure platformer, not really a platformer, I guess, but next gen 3D PS3 game, action game, adventure game, starring Jack Black in all his Jack Black persona. Where he is a roadie who gets transported to another world where all metal stuff is real, and had a really kick-ass metal soundtrack. And I really enjoyed that game up until I think there's a part where there's always a part in games where I'm just like, oh god, why is this? Why is this here? It's like Grand Theft Auto. I really like those games, but why? Why are there so many races? Like, I get, you know, it's car-based, but, gosh, don't make me race cars. Like, Spider-Man games have the same kind of thing, and it's like, this is not what I'm playing this for, you know? And Brutal Legend had a thing like that, where you would have to sort of set up like this role-playing strategy thing where you had to set up a stage and there would be a battle of the bands of some sort, and like this sort of like as the band was playing there would be like this war happening, like this literal battle between like the armies of the good guys led by Jack Black and like the evil monsters or whatever. I don't know, like at that point I was just, you know, I lost a couple different times playing that and I was like, okay, I'm done, and I just literally never went back to it. But I did enjoy that game up until that point. I had a lot of fun with it. There were a lot of cool voice roles in it, like Ozzy Osbourne and Lemmy, you know, all made appearances, and of course, you know, a few more obscure guys showing up here and there. But it was a lot of fun, again, up until that dumb part. Anywho, you know what? Would still play. Maybe I'll check PlayStation Store, see if it's available there. I don't know. Anyhow, and then of course we opened this with again our pal Ice Cube with Roll All Day. Yep, Ice Cube. Alright. This has been a minisode. Which I guess I've settled on. That's what I'm just gonna call these minisodes. So this is 20A, 20.5, I think I'm going alphabet, 20A, so comes after episode 20 comes out and before episode 21. Since this is a little more, you know, timely, because the previous episodes, you know, the main episodes, I guess, are recorded well in advance. I can tell you that last week's episode, I went on a 20-minute rant about Metallica, and amongst that little rant, I admitted that I had not yet heard their new album, 72 Seasons, and I can tell you that however many months has passed since then, I still have not listened to that album. You can find me on the internet. My website is seanborn.net, S-H-O-N-B-O-R-N. You can find my store at shop.seanborn.net. You can find me at Blue Sky at seanborn.net. You can find me on Instagram at eseanborn. You can find my Patreon at patreon.com/seanborn. You can find my YouTube channel at eseanborn. And what else is out there? Is that it? Well, you can also listen to my other podcast, The Viewmasters, with my good friend Joe Grunewald, where we review movies. We recently have just wrapped up watching all of the Fast and the Furious movies, and quite frankly, we are broken. All right. Come back next week for a full episode. What's it going to be? I don't know. It's been a very long time. But I'm sure it was fun for me, for you. Who knows? Actually, it was kind of post a lot of bad stuff, so maybe not. Anyway. All right. Yeah, I'm done. Talk to you later. And until next time, I love you all.